Okay, we're recording.
Oh, you too?
Oh, go ahead. Just in case. I gotta find something first.
Eli.
Eli is out of the city.
Oh, that's right.
And will not be here.
Is that it? Just this? What's that? Weird?
What? Come on. I'm trying to find my greeting. Come on. Maybe I'll fake it through the means of the greeting. This is crazy. Why isn't this showing me my...
Some would say we don't need any. Excellent.
If you're just, well, I'm trying to find the greeting that's not printed out, and there it is. Now I'm connected.
You should have that greeting where it automatically...
I know what I've got to do is I've got to...
Record yourself and then you just play it.
That's pretty cool.
Record it.
I think I saved it here last time. I'm not sure. I think I emailed it to myself. Yes, I'm upset. No thanks. Okay. So I want to find.
Should dress up, won't you? Kind of be dressy.
Yeah, it's a white business.
There we go.
Oh, business. Oh, I didn't need to bring my nice jewelry.
There we go. Okay, now we can start. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners in the downtown area. Today is the 30th day of March, 2017. I got it right this time. If you're not on our mailing list, we'd like to add your name and become more involved in the neighborhood council system. Please sign up at the table. God bless. God bless again. Please sign up at the table located on my right. During the meeting today, we will discuss the items listed on the meeting agenda in numerical order. Unless I receive a request from a board member to take an item on the agenda out of order, copies of the agenda-related documents are available for you again on the table located to my right. Members of the public who wish to speak on agenda items shall be allowed to speak for a total of 5 minutes per meeting and may allocate the time in 1 minute increments per item when the agenda item is called. Or they may speak during the multiple agenda item comment period. During the multiple agenda comment period, okay, a member of the public may speak up to 5 minutes on multiple agenda items. If any board. Yes, I will speak louder. I'm sorry. I'll use my big voice. The recorder's right in front of me. If a board member has a conflict of interest at the time an agenda item is announced for discussion, the board member should identify the general nature of the conflict, indicate that he or she is recusing him or herself from participating in the matter, and leave the room during the duration of the discussion of the item. Before we make a decision on any item, members of the public are provided with the opportunity to provide comments on the item under consideration. If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, then you may provide us with your comment during the public comments portion of the meeting. Public comment should be directed to the board rather than to individuals. Please understand that there are applicable laws that limit the actions that we may take during today's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you have expressed. However, note that your concern may become the topic of a discussion at a future board meeting after we've had the chance to list the item on the agenda. Please fill out a speaker card so that you may be heard on any agenda item. You will be called by me when it's your turn to speak. Please be sure to place the number of the item or items you wish to speak on the card or cards. Copies of the speaker cards are again located on the table to my right. If you intend to speak on any item or items, you must turn in your speaker card prior to the start of the meeting or prior to the call of that item. Please hand the speaker card to Mario, who's seated to my right. When a person is speaking, they're entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, then please take that discussion outside while our meeting's in session. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch your cell phones to vibrate or turn off the ringer. Thank you. Can we have the roll check?
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Derek Beadle?
Here.
Commissioner LaFarga?
Here.
Commissioner Whedon? Absent. Commissioner Sinclair? Absent. And Commissioner Littman?
Question, did anybody get a communication from Commissioner Wiebe?
She's parking right now.
Good, thank you. Okay. So, all right. We had call to order. I didn't see any, I do not see any CIS or resolutions filed on any of the agenda items. I have not been asked by anyone to speak during the multiple agenda item session. Okay. Let me see something. Okay, everybody's on six. All right, very good. All right. How many members of the committee do we have? Two? Okay, that's sufficient. We can get started at least. We have the recommendation from the committee. Who chaired the committee, by the way? Was that that was you we appointed? All right. What we're here for on this item number five is for discussion and possible action on the recommendations from Empower LA Awards Ad Hoc Committee. We can take them in any order. The one we cannot take yet is the harbor. We'll have to wait for Commissioner Whedon to get here for the harbor.
You want to do Central since Commissioner Whedon's
not here?
Yeah,
probably do that first.
We'll do that. Good idea. Thank you. Would you like to look at Central and tell us what the committee's recommendation and how you got there and such as that?
Yes. So basically, the reason why we recommended Midwest is that they stood out. And the ones that are highlighted is the ones that we recommended, correct?
Huh?
The ones that are highlighted are the ones that we recommend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume.
They stood out. Everybody does cleanups. They did cleanups as well. But they went a little beyond with recs and parks in the high school and landscaping. But Central was the recommended. I mean, I didn't bring all my notes and stuff. But this is the reason why we recommended
Mid-City West.
Commissioner LaFarga, anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. I see that you also had Olympic Park down there. That was one of the two that submitted?
That was a one that was nominated.
Correct. Okay. But with the Olympic Park, after reading, everybody analyzing the event, it seemed like they just had a table. So it seems like, you know, revitalizing a cleanup space and parks and the high school weighed more than just having the table at the Korean Festival. And this the Korean Festival is an event that they always have.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
They don't have, I mean, the community itself has, but at that, I guess the Olympic Park at that point, they were involved and they had it.
In other words, you're saying Mid-City West and their activities, they took a leadership role.
Correct. They took a leadership role.
Yeah, they were in conjunction with the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get, you know, stuff accomplished.
City and Fairfax High School. Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Anything from staff?
No.
Any other questions from the other? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then with regards to this particular, okay, since we don't have Commissioner Whedon here, I think we can take a vote with regards to the recommendation on Central LA. The recommendation then is that Mid-City West receive the Empower LA Award.
I will motion.
Okay, you'll make that motion?
For a second.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner LaFarga, seconded by
Derek Giro.
Yes. I always just wanted to use the last.
You could.
Okay.
Say Maggie.
Yeah, well, that's, I know. Any discussion? No cards on that? Those in favor, please so indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So Central is there.
Yay.
May I suggest we move on now to North Valley?
Excuse me, public, can you hear everyone up here okay? Okay, at any point if they start talking too low,
yeah,
just yell. A sense signal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move to North Valley because Commissioner Sinclair is not here.
And the record reflected the vote was unanimous.
Yes,
on,
thank you.
5D.
On 5D, the vote was in fact unanimous, four commissioners voting. Moving on to North Valley.
Okay, on the North Valley, this was good. The reason North Valley stood out was that they took a leadership role, and instead of waiting for a long process of having these trees removed that they were dry and they could have affected the community in a negative impact, they went ahead and paid for the trees to be removed on the center medium versus just painting the boxes on the utility boxes, which everybody in the city painted the utility boxes, so their project stood out more.
Okay.
It impacted the community in a more positive way.
I wonder who Northridge Sparkle is. I'm not sure who that is. Anybody know? Are they partnered with? Okay. So this is Northridge West Neighborhood Council. Okay, since there are many.
So the reason you have Sunland Tahunga down here twice because they got nominated twice by different people?
That could be a typo.
Right. They
have two applications.
Huh?
They were nominated twice.
Yeah.
Oh, they're nominated twice.
Okay. Hmm. Those were the art boxes, okay.
So you're saying that under the Sunland Tahunga, the transportation boxes, that wasn't unusual because that was done all over the...
It was done all over the city. I mean, it did stand out that they have a youth advisory board, which is really good. I mean, I'm all about the youth. But nevertheless, on the Northridge West, the fact that they've been... Because removing trees, I'm sure, is not cheap, and they probably used a big chunk of their budget. And, you know, it reminds me of Back to Basics, where they went ahead and took care of it versus prolonging it, and then those trees falling on someone while they're driving or something, because once trees are dead, you know, with a strong wind, they could easily fall.
Okay.
Commissioner Schaefer?
Yes.
Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, I'd like to remind all the commissioners, if you could please identify yourself when you're speaking.
Okay.
This meeting is being recorded.
Sorry.
My fault. Okay, and it looks like they did work on... I can tell you from personal experience in my neighborhood council how expensive those trees are and everything else. Very good. All right, then I'll accept a motion with regards to North Valley.
Motion to give the award to Northridge West. Commissioner LaFarga.
Okay.
Commissioner Maggie Derrick Kiros, I second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion amongst the commissioners? I have no cards on that. All right. We have a motion on the floor with regards to Northridge West Neighborhood Council for the Empower Award. Those in favor, please so signify.
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? Unanimous amongst the four commissioners present. Let's move now on to G, which is West Los Angeles, because Commissioner Lippman is not here. Wow, whole lot of them.
Okay.
The reason why we chose South Robinson,
sorry,
they did a big town hall meeting on homelessness, but I remember that reading the paperwork on the summarization, not only that they did a town hall meeting, they also went recruited homelessness organizations to be an ongoing process to help the homelessness situation in their community. So they went ahead and bridged out to organizations to help the homelessness situation that they have in their community. The one that did stood out also was the South Robinsons with their Microsoft for the library. But because the South Robinson, it seems like they took a leadership role. And not only that, they also network with other organizations to actually, you know, take care of the homelessness in their community.
By the way, just an interruption. Just for the record, that Commissioner Webby has arrived at 8 minutes before the hour of 4. Okay. I hope you didn't get caught in the same traffic I did. That was the problem. All right.
So, Commissioner Atkins.
Yes, Commissioner Atkinson.
West LA always has some pretty good neighborhood councils. South Robertson is impressive, but don't they get honored an awful lot?
But they keep doing good work.
I mean, I guess you can get honored year after year after year, the best one year after year after year. But if sometimes I like to see neighborhood councils maybe who've made an improvement, who've done something impressive, and Venice gets honored a lot. But you know, I'm looking at Palms and Mar Vista and Bel Air, Beverly Crest. It just seems that courage is citizen participation through various committees. Okay, Bel Air is not impressive.
I know what they're doing.
I give in.
Hasn't Mar Vista's been up before, haven't they? Yeah.
Have a comment.
Commissioner Kittles?
Last 8 months, Palms North, and they have too, but Palms has engaged in many stakeholders, including through increased voter engagement. Of course, that's a thing of mine. Significant rise in social media engagement. And the reason I was kind of impressed with Palms, if I remember from one of our other meetings in West LA, they had to kind of reorganize because they have new officers and stuff like that. So I was kind of impressed with the fact that they're doing as well as they're doing.
I'm next. Commissioner Maggie Derrick-Eros has the table.
Has the floor.
Has the floor. That's next to the table.
Okay.
I understand that, but understand that I'm a new commissioner reading, analyzing the summarizations. Not only the Robinson had one, they actually had two. And everyone in the city did emergency preparedness. I mean, I know that I've seen it everywhere. Every council has that, which is great. Robinson stands out, not, like I said, in the paper that we got, not only did they did a town hall meeting, which is great. Everybody could do that. Nevertheless, they went ahead and became partners with PATH. They became partners with other homelessness organizations so they could have an ongoing help process to help. And that was one very impressive thing. Another thing, they also developed a Microsoft software to help people in their community get free access to their library. But that's not what we voted. We voted on the fact that they went ahead and developed partnerships with the PATH homelessness organization, and not just with them, with some other ones, so they could have ongoing help in their community.
Commissioner Atkinson,
please. Okay.
I know that one of the committee members. Commissioner Webby.
Yes, thank you. As part of the commissioners that were there and listening to the representatives that are actually working with, we were listening very attentively to the liaisons from Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to these different neighborhood councils. Of course, we had much larger information to look at. And as Maggie's already stating, the thing that we found extremely impressive about this neighborhood council is that, yes, others did outreach to homeless and did emergency preparedness, but what was significant here is that instead of coming up with a solution that may or may not have worked, this particular neighborhood council reached out, drew in all facets of their community, and they presented without bias from multiple organizations and educated their stakeholders on the issues, and then allowed the stakeholders to come together again and create what was in the best interest of the neighborhood council. And it's actually a model that I felt could be used in other neighborhood councils rather than coming in with a solution, coming in with a way of giving information and then empowering the stakeholders to come up with their individual solutions. So.
I cannot tell a lie.
Okay.
I'm in total agreement. I just want it for purpose of argument to see why you really picked South Robertson neighborhood. I was in agreement the whole time, and I cannot tell a lie.
Commissioner Atkinson, thank you.
But, you know, I wanted him to show some passion. You know, we kind of went over the other one so fast.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see a little passion, and so that's why I asked.
All right.
Well, you're passing on that one.
General Manager.
Gracie Lou, General Manager, Department of Urban Empowerment. Just for the record, I just wanted to note that the digital and computer literacy program that Soro did was actually disqualified because it actually happened in 2017. I imagine that they will apply.
27? Oh, okay. It happened this year.
It happened this year. It's impressive, but it happened this year. Okay. So in the end, the committee did not look at that one, and thus. That's just for the record.
Okay.
So then for the record, we would just be impressed with their homeless program.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember hearing a lot about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion on the floor to nominate South Robertson to accept the committee's... no, we don't have a motion on the floor. Do we have a motion?
I'll give you that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. I just took a look at my notes, and we do not.
I feel so guilty. I wanted to second it, but that's okay.
Now we do have a motion on the floor by Commissioner LaFarga, seconded by Commissioner Webby, that South Robertson Soro be nominated for the award. Those in favor, please so indicate.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Not opposed. That is unanimous amongst the five. Okay. Very good. Since we want to make sure that we don't lose somebody, I'll tell you what. I will pass the gavel to our vice president.
Okay.
I will vacate and let you guys work on South Valley. For the record, Commissioner Schaefer is leaving the room.
Yes. We won't say a word until you're completely out of here.
Then we will rejoice.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember this one?
Yeah. I kind of remember all of them.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right, so now we're on to South, and just for our public, when we reach a region that belongs to one of the committee members, then they have to leave. Okay, so now we're into South Valley, which had three. No, here's some more. They had a whole bunch. Oh, okay. Got to see the second page. Anyway, so, and it looks like Reseda is the one that's highlighted, so you want to give the argument for the Reseda Neighborhood Council.
So, Commissioner Maggie Derrick-Hero. So the reason why we chose Sophia, the reason why we chose Reseda is because Reseda, it's a tough neighborhood, as I mentioned when we were talking, and it seems like they're rising, and they by them developing this bumper sticker, "I love Reseda," they brought a lot of outreach. They're moving in progress better. You know, the progress is going well versus them not really being united and, you know, on the progress. So that's why we chose Reseda, because a lot of people have, like I said, cleanups came up a lot, parades in within the South Valley. But the fact that Reseda became a whole, and starting the I Love Reseda brought pride to the community and brought more outreach. They're moving forward.
Okay. Yeah, Commissioner Atkinson, have a question, which is fine. What does the Neighborhood Pride Initiative, is it comprised of besides a bumper sticker or stickers that say, "I love Reseda"?
Another thing that they have done is that they've done more outreach to the community. And when they do outreach, they have more things that bring up the Reseda name. I did mention when we voted on this one, I worked in for Lucky and Savons as a loss prevention supervisor. That is a really tough area. That is a really gang area. And for people to come come to the meetings. And we chose this one because it's a neighborhood council that is rising. It's putting themselves on the map.
Right. Any other remarks from the committee members?
I think in more discussion, we spent a lot of time on this. There was evidence to show that their stakeholder participation is increasing, and their committees have grown substantially. So yes, initially when you see bumper sticker, you think that's really the focus, but it's much more than that. And they're showing tremendous, as has already been stated, it's the growth in the stakeholder participation. So it's larger than.
That's why we honored Aurora Seiko a few years ago for growth. Okay, Josh, you have anything to add?
Motion to give the award to Reseda.
Okay. I second that, Maggie Derrick.
Okay, so Commissioner LaFarga has moved that we give the Empowerment Award to Reseda Neighborhood Council, seconded by Maggie. Hey, I can't pronounce your name.
Just say Kiros. Just say Maggie.
Mike, you want to hold it?
Any question, any discussion before we... Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. The motion passed unanimously.
You know, this is a different set of four, so you might want to do at least a roll call to identify what vote, what four voted.
Oh, okay.
We should have done it with others, too, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got to get out of the room because they haven't announced.
But just make sure that
you got to do a roll call vote.
Okay.
And the same thing with the first vote. When you do your minutes, make sure you identify which four votes, which four commissioners represented the...
Four or five.
Do you want us to go through process of roll call right now? Do you want us to go through process of roll call right now for the vote?
For the receipt of vote?
Yes, why don't we do that?
Commissioner Atkinson?
Aye.
Commissioner Derrick Keel?
Aye.
Commissioner LaFarga?
Aye.
And Commissioner Witt?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously to award receipt of the
name. Just for the record, Commissioner Schaefer has recused himself on this.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm going to excuse Commissioner.
Oh, I guess I didn't use the formal term. I did explain that he left because he represented. Okay.
You'll go, Michael.
He can come back in.
Good.
Thank you.
This one was
really good. I don't know.
Can I get your number? Do we have South Down?
Reseda.
Mm-hmm. Our competitors, huh?
So okay. We should make note that Chairman Schaefer is back in the room and now has the gavel.
Thank you. Okay. We will ask Commissioner Quiroz to vacate.
Yes.
And I'm saving it just to make sure, because if we don't get there, he has to, and Josh has to leave by 4:30. We can get rid of him and vote on the last one. There is a method to my
madness. No, I got you, Len. I'm with it. I was about to say, you got 20 minutes.
I think we'll make it. Okay.
You want to make a record who's left or wrong?
Yes, I'm going to make a record. We are going to be working on the east portion of Los Angeles, so Commissioner Quiroz has left the room. And... we will now go to the east part of Los Angeles, and who from the committee would like to handle that? Commissioner LaFarga? I'll let Commissioner LaFarga. I'm looking in your direction.
East LA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The committee made a recommendation to give the award to Echo Park NC. Echo Park NC partnered with the LA Tenants Union, actually, to give an event or to do an event in Elysian. In Elysian Heights Elementary School, where parents of students in the Echo Park NC boundaries were invited to hear about their rights as tenants. We thought that was kind of really innovative, especially given the area and the demographics that really hasn't been done. So for them to kind of think outside of the box and put on an event like that, we thought it's worth acknowledging.
Okay. Questions by any of the commissioners who weren't around? Or comments by other commissioners who were on the committee? None. Okay, do we have a motion?
I move that we award the empowerment award to Echo Park Neighborhood Council.
I'll second.
Okay, so the motion, I guess, essentially is that we accept the committee's recommendation with regards to Echo Park Neighborhood Council. Any other discussion?
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
I mean, for purposes of discussion.
For purposes of discussion, Commissioner Atkinson?
Echo Park is pretty cool because I remember them being nominated before and listening to what they do, and they really work in the community. This one had to do with renters' rights, but they've done workshops on immigration and the rights that their citizens have, you know, coming into the area. So they've done a lot of outreach that just, you know, that just isn't the common, ordinary kind of thing to do. They really seem to want to fit in to the type of to the community and to the constituents that they represent. So I just wanted to add that.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say because I've read some news articles on things happening in Echo Park with people looking at evictions and things like that. Yeah. So I think that's impressive. Mm-hmm. All right. For the record, we are for Commissioner Webby, Commissioner LaFarga, myself, Commissioner Shaver, and Commissioner Atkinson. And I will now ask those in favor, please so signify.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed? And it is unanimous amongst us four. Would you like to invite Commissioner Quiroz back in? You want to leave?
Okay. I didn't know whether Josh had to leave or... I didn't know he had to leave first.
No, that's okay. If he leaves, we can four vote.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
As I limp out, you can hear me because I clock out. For the record, Commissioner Atkinson has left the room, and we are now working on South Los Angeles. Would someone from the committee like to enlighten us with regards to the nomination?
Yes. Commissioner Maggie Derry-Kiro. On the South Los Angeles, we voted for United Neighborhood Council. And the reason why we did that is because they stood out in their leadership role. They actually worked with President Wesson on holding the major oil companies accountable for things that are happening in their community. They held workshops in their area, and they also did like a cleanup street initiative, which a lot of neighborhood councils do cleanups. But the thing is that they were able to work with the city council person, and they were able to work with the oil companies, which, you know, oil companies are not easy to, you know, work with, and so to take care of their community.
That sounds impressive.
Yeah, I think it was.
Anybody from the committee wish to add anything?
I'll make a motion to approve the committee's recommendation.
I second that. Maggie Derry-Kiro.
Okay, there are no comment cards with regards to this. For the record, the four who are currently in the room are those four who would be minus Commissioner Atkinson. So we got Commissioner Webby, myself, Commissioner Quiroz, and Commissioner LaFarga. Those who are in favor of the nomination with regards to United Neighborhoods and Neighborhood Council, please so signify.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
It is unanimous amongst the four present. Okay. Josh, we're going to get you out of here on time. We'll let you step out for the moment. For the record, I'll show that Commissioner LaFarga has left the room. Wow.
I see something, right?
They have a whole lot.
We're trying to see Harper.
Huh? He's Harper.
I couldn't sneak back in the bus.
Which one is who?
I don't see any. Oh, yeah, yes, I do. I see Central. Central. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Harbor.
Okay, okay. So we are now on Harbor, and Commissioner Quiros is going to help us.
Yeah, the reason why the Central Harbor stood out is because they went ahead and created a committee to help the LGBT, and they were also able to go ahead and work with partners themselves with other organizations to help their community and develop a working relationship. The rest of the other ones, most of them had like a Santa Claus event, a touch truck event, which is great, you know, it's good, it helps the community, but this was a little bit more leadership role, and it's also an ongoing thing that they're working on to help a positive impact for the rest of their community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Any question or comments by the non ad hoc committee commissioners? Any further comments by any of the committee commissioners? And I see no speaker cards. I'll invite a motion.
I second that.
No, somebody's got to make the motion.
I would like to make a motion that we vote on Central.
Okay.
Do we have
second. Okay. Motion on the floor by Commissioner Quiros, seconded by Commissioner Atkinson. Any further discussion? No further discussion. Those in favor, please so indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous amongst Commissioner Webby, Commissioner Atkinson, myself, Commissioner Schaefer, and Commissioner Quiros. I think we can invite and moving on to number six, we have three comment cards with regards to general public comment. George Compos. Have a seat and just talk from there.
I have a letter to submit to the commission.
Mike, could you grab that for me? And make it easy. Thank you.
I thought there was only seven.
Huh?
I only made seven copies.
Let me call this right away.
Okay. You have 3 minutes. Let's go.
My name is George Campos. I'm a board member of the Little Tokyo Community Council and also a board member of the HCNC. I'll read the letter. Dear Commissioner Schaefer and Board of Neighborhood Commissioners, the Little Tokyo Community Council, the 501(c)(3) Community Coalition of Businesses, Residents, and Religious, Cultural, and Community Institutions, representing the interests of the Little Tokyo neighborhood, wishes to express his dismay with the process leading up to the April 6th election and the formation of Skid Row Neighborhood Council. Due to the lack of timely formation on this election, which directly impacts Little Tokyo and the Historical Cultural Neighborhood Council, LTCC strongly believes that the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment, DUNE, should have made a greater effort to describe the consequences of this election to impacted stakeholders in Little Tokyo and HCNC. We are particularly upset with the following series of mistakes and lack of information about the election. In early January, DUNE approved a petition for the Skid Row Neighborhood Council Formation Committee and authorized an election to take place within 90 days. Within the petition, which was distributed to HCNC and made available to the general public, was the concept of an overlap area that would be shared by HCNC and Skid Row Neighborhood Council. During the subsequent several weeks, DUNE staff explained that they thought a shared area meant. Unfortunately, it wasn't until March 7th that DUNE staff obtained clarification from the city attorney's office explaining that there was no such thing as an overlap, and that the result of the formation of the SRNC should be the loss of a portion of Little Tokyo, HCNC to the new Skid Row Neighborhood Council. Valuable time was wasted, and wrong information was conveyed about the overlap to Little Tokyo and HCNC stakeholders. Number two, as part of the consideration Skid Row Neighborhood Council's petition, Dunn staff should have consulted with HCNC to correctly convey the impact of the proposed boundary. We are unable to fully understand the ramifications of the proposal until March, less than a month prior to the election. The overlap issue should have been vetted before the petition was approved. It was a mistake to release the petition to the public without correcting this vital issue within the petition. By releasing the petition as submitted, Little Tokyo and HCNC shareholders believe that this concept of an HCNC was intended, was indeed approved by the city. Three, as of this writing, we still have not seen the actual ballot language to be voted on. As a result, we are unable to truly consider the consequences of the vote. Just as importantly, we are unable to explain the ballot to those of our stakeholders with limited English proficiency, so that all our stakeholders have the opportunity to participate in this election. Number three, and last, four. We have been informed verbally by Dunn staff of the time of the election and the location of the single vote. No further information has been shared about the voting instructions or procedures.
You're going to have to wrap up.
Okay, well, really quick.
No, don't read the entire rest of the letter. No, we've got it here.
The last thing I just want to say is at this point in time, the elections is on April 6th. It might be a little too late to, you know, stop the elections at this point. So we really, really ask you to please consider if the voting results are positive for the formation of the Skid Row, to please respectfully request that the Board of Neighborhood Committee consider all remedies that may be proposed by the new Skid Row Neighborhood Council and supported by the LTCC for that last portion of the
report. Okay, we'll definitely read it. Okay, thank you. Linda Valencia?
I'd like to have Tamar Rosenthal.
Okay, Tamar Rosenthal.
Tamar. Well, we're here on the same kind of issue. I'm president of the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council, and we have an area, we have five communities within our neighborhood council. One of those areas, named Herman, submitted a subdivision application. We know where the two of our area, we're the first, so we're kind of the guinea pigs. We thought that there was, and I have no idea who made these rules, so I'm not here complaining. You guys could have made the rules, and I'm here complaining about you. I have no idea. But what I'm saying, what I want to say is there was very little transparency in this. And we are, you know, that's one of the vital things about neighborhood councils is transparency. We weren't told that anybody applied for a subdivision. We weren't given the opportunity to mediate and to find out why they wanted a subdivision, and maybe we could solve it without having a subdivision. Also, it's a checklist. Yes, they filled out this, they filled out this, they filled out this. Nothing was done to check whether anything was true or not. And in particular, the Herman Neighborhood Council submitted a document with a lot of misinformation, why don't we call them lies, but certainly misinformation. That's sitting up on the Dunn website with all of this wrong stuff, stuff that isn't true about us, about the ASNC. And I cannot believe that that we were given no opportunity to comment on it, to point out those lies, and to be part of whether they got approved or not. Also, in the rules, everything is slated towards the applicant. The meetings, the three or four meetings that were held, all in the applicant's small little home area. The applicant got to choose when the election was, or what times it was. The applicant, the election is in that little area. I think that this was a very much a rush that was put on Dunn to do this in 90 days. For the first rollout, it should just not have happened this way. And I don't know at this point what a remedy is. I don't have any idea who's going to win, who's not going to win. But I'll say that everything, that all of these rules were very un-neighborhood council-like. They were not about transparency. They were not about inclusion. They were not about finding remedies for people to work together. It was all the opposite. It was that that here, you know, it's a very adversarial thing that got set up. And it sounds like I'm out of time.
Sure. Thank you. Linda Valencia.
Yes, I'm the treasurer for Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council. I'm also a budget advocate. And my concern, as much as anything, is from a financial standpoint. If you look on the dumb website, it says to set up a subdivision, you must have 20,000 stakeholders. Herman has 3,300 stakeholders. And so they got some kind of waiver, and the waiver says it's because they're isolated, which is actually one of the falsehoods, because they're surrounded by Monterey Hills, where I live. They have actually made us isolated in Monterey Hills in this process. But if you just look at the raw numbers, if they get 37,000 plus administrative support, and we've got over 20,000, and other places have 100,000, it's unfair how much they're going to get for so very few people. So what I'm asking is that we look at the funding, and if we're going to make waivers for 3,300 people, then maybe we should look at the funds in a different way for those waivers. Maybe they should get $10,000 or some proportion. I'm not here to recommend an amount, but I'm certainly here to recommend this is unfair. We met the other night, we talked about this, and their attitude was, well, so what if we get an extra $37,000? That's what they thought. And the gentleman that's in charge of this whole process, they admitted that they have this application was written 5 years ago, that maybe it's not true today. And 5 years ago, he said he stopped participating in Arroyo Seco 5 years ago. So we have, and I told him, we have three Herman board members right now. You have representation. We have vacancy board positions. You can apply. Please apply. And again, it's that feeling of, no one talked to us about this. This was done in this vacuum with false information. And we did talk to the staff from Dunn that was there, and they said, yes, they checked. They checked all the boxes. They submitted the right information. But no one from Dunn would say, we verified that it was factual.
I said we verified it.
You verified the information was factual.
This is your public comment.
Okay.
Yes.
Clarification.
Yes. I'm just looking at you because I don't want to say I said something behind your back.
You can make a brief word or so comment.
Okay.
Literally.
Yes.
Commissioner Quiroz?
Can I make a point of reference? We can't discuss this.
No, you do not have jurisdiction over this matter.
You can't discuss it. You can ask a clarifying question or make a very brief comment.
You can ask clarifying,
but not a substantive. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to say.
Commissioner Webby?
Yes, I remember reading the subdivision ordinance, but my memory doesn't serve me on the
commission,
where it originated.
The commission serves as, under the subdivision ordinance, the commission serves in a quasi-adjudicatory position, and at this time you do not have jurisdiction over this matter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking for something. A little different. Did it originate? May I ask where it originated?
It's an ordinance.
It's an ordinance that was adopted It was an ordinance that was adopted last year by the city council after, I believe, about 2 years or so of various town halls and It was 4 years of town halls and discussions and various stakeholders appearing at a lot of different meetings, you know, giving their position. And so city council last year passed this ordinance and put it into place.
Okay.
Did it come from stakeholders?
I'll talk to you outside the meeting.
All right.
Fill you in on it.
Yeah, I appreciate being caught up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Since I didn't get to use all my time, can I just say that both of these subdivisions are in CD 14?
Okay. All right. Nothing further. By the way, thank you all for coming. Nothing further. Do we have a motion?
Motion adjourned.
I, Maggie Derrick-Hero, second motion.
Any objection from the commission members? None. I will take that then as a positive vote. We are adjourned. Thank you all. Now, you said you can't make it Monday?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. Good. Okay.
I saw the last message on it. Okay, I'll be there.
Okay.
That's Eli's.
Where's it going to be?
Did we say where it was going to be?
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Hi, Josh.